Now, I'd like to quickly say hey to a few people that have reached out in the past week. For starters, I was so surprised, I tell you, to hear my name on Big Fatty's show. He had some really nice things to say about my little show, so thank you for that, Gussie.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Hey!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1235 of the BFO for Monday the 22th of October 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the weekend, and y'all, about a special something at noon today, yes? Hello, liars! Big Freddy, that's not nice! Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, you are probably wondering, why are you liars, Big Freddy? Well, y'all, it's because at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Mr. Mike Lawson, y'all, from the what some would call lies, y'all, he does that little show, y'all, he mentioned Big Fatty on his little show, so, y'all, I just had to head to listen. Y'all, if you don't listen to that little show, then you're a liar. Yes, Big Fatty, we all listen. So anyway, y'all, let me tell y'all, first of all, I am recording this little show very late, and I know there are some who like to receive the little show early, who are probably going, y'all, that's, and then that's, yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. So, anyway, y'all, I gotta say, I'm touching myself inappropriately because in less than two weeks, y'all, we will be bidding farewell to daylight saving time, and we'll be back on standard time, and you know, that makes Big Fatty want to touch himself inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you and the Vons, yo, 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 love the standard time, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I think we'll just kick it all off today by telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me tell you, Friday was a busy day in the coal mine, y'all. Got lots of things done and got out of there Friday afternoon, and y'all, I came home and piddled around here and did a few little things, and y'all, I got a cellular telephonic device call from my gentleman caller, who had asked me a couple of weeks ago, hey, everybody, can I come spend the weekend with you? And y'all, he was wondering if he could come back over on a Friday and spend the night Friday night. And I said, yes. And so I said, but I have got a busy evening. And I won't be home until late. He says, let me know when you get home, Big Fatty. And I'll get to the remainder of that story in a minute. But y'all, on Friday night, y'all, Mark in Canada, you know, he does that Musing Mark, a little show from up there in northern Mexico. Y'all, he had his De Niro show, Big Fatty, the De Niro show, you know, because, you know, the Mexicans have the De Niro, And y'all, he had the De Niro show, and y'all, we were, the topic was the holiday spending and how to be a cheap ass. Big Freddy, he got the right person to be on that one. But y'all, he had me on there and several others. And y'all, we were talking about ways to save a dollar. You know, because Big Freddy loves to save the dinero, y'all. Save the dinero. And so I was on there from 8 p.m. in the evening till 9 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I thought it was going to be... A little show, but y'all, it wasn't, y'all, and I went in the chat room over there at the Pride 48, and y'all, it was a rerun. Y'all, that Faye driver, that from the Pink Wing Nuts, y'all, he was playing a rerun over there. Big Freddy, bad enough the first, Big Freddy. But anyway, there was some folks in the chat room thinking there was going to be a live little show. I know that, who was it that was over there? It was that Cronehaven was in there, y'all. Cronehaven was waiting. Y'all, Cronehaven was waiting for that Tapis Smelly to come in. Because, you know, Cronehaven is the official stalker. The official stalker of the Toppy Smelly, but Cronehaven decided to stalk me until Toppy Smelly got there. But it wasn't a live little show, and y'all, there was some good questions and all, and y'all basically just go over there and listen to the holiday De Niro show. Musing Mark in Canada. Y'all, those are some of the homemade fake Chick-fil nuggets. And y'all, they make me gassy. Big Freddy, everything makes you gassy. Y'all, speaking of gassy, y'all, I saw that boss boy up there in the New Hampshire. He was on the road listening to all kinds of little shows, but y'all, in fact, he was catching up. He was channeling the Rambo Reedied, y'all. He was channeling him. He's just catching up on shows, catching up, and y'all, he was trying to count the number of times Big Fatty belched and farted during a little show. Y'all, I can't imagine anyone would keep that count. Big Freddy, I bet that hat M does. Well, anyway, maybe. So after that was over, y'all, I had to put my pants on and I don't know if Mark and Canada knew it or not, but y'all, I was podcasting with pants off during his little show, but I'm sure that comes as no surprise to anyone. But headed out to the... Because, you know, y'all, I was the tallywhacker, Big Freddy Tallymaster, of the Miss contest. And, y'all, there were only three contestants. Only three contestants. And there were three judges. You know, in the past, there have been five judges, and that makes Big Fatty's job a little harder because, you know, you take the five scores and you throw out the high and the low, and then you've got you only count the middle three, but with only three judges, you count all three of them. And so that made it a little easier. And then, of course, there were only three contestants, which made it easier also. And y'all, it went fairly well, y'all. I have to admit, I was a little surprised based on you know, there are three different sections of the contest that are judged. It was the kind of opening and ability to speak and poise and all that kind of stuff. And then there was the evening gown competition, and then the talent, where they come out and they sing a little song, or they lip sync it. And y'all, It the one person was leading at the end of the first two, and then y'all that person didn't do so well in the lip syncing portion, and y'all the person that was in second place zoomed ahead. Won, and y'all, and so Big Fatty did all the scoring and tabulating, and y'all, I've got a little program on the computer that I use for that, so y'all, it's all done, by the mechanical, and, y'all, so I printed up the scoring sheets and all this, and I notified the mistress of ceremonies as to what the results were and all, I told her that the scoring sheets, the judges sheets and the cumulative scoring sheets were in the office, and I gave her just kind of an overall scoring to present to each of the contestants. And, y'all, then I packed up my computer, and I was off on my way home. But, y'all, Granny and Miss Porter was there. Miss Porter was one of the judges, and Granny was there, just drinking cocktails like there was no tomorrow. And, y'all, there's a small crowd. Y'all, which was, it's too bad, because in previous years, y'all, the place has just been packed. But, y'all, I have a feeling this may be the last one of these, because, y'all, there's just a small crowd there. And, y'all, then, so I was gone when they made the announcement, and, y'all, evidently, there was a drama. There was drama backstage because the two that didn't win thought it was rigged. It was rigged, I tell you. And, y'all, I can assure you that there was nothing rigged about it. Y'all, the scores speak for themselves, and it, you know, all, y'all, when it doesn't go your way, you can be a gracious, y'all, it doesn't do any good to be a sore loser. Y'all, this is a bit of sage advice from Big Fatty. Don't be a sore loser. Just take your bruises and congratulate the winner and move forward. Because, y'all, there's nothing worse than being a sore loser. So, y'all, don't be a sore loser. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, don't be a Big Fatty. So, y'all, I headed on home. And, y'all, I'd spoken to my gentleman caller while I was scoring. And, y'all, he was going to come by. And I said, well, it's probably going to be between 1 a.m. in the morning and 2 a.m. in the morning before I get home. Because, y'all, generally, it's very late. But, y'all, it went fairly at a good pace. So, y'all, I was home by about 1:20 in the morning. And, my gentleman caller came by. And, y'all, he spent the night. And, y'all, it was lovely. And, y'all, I would give you lots of details. I know that Hat M loves the details of the gentleman caller's Big Freddy. You're not supposed to say that part. But I'm not going to go into it. But needless to say, neither Big Fatty nor the gentleman caller got a lot of sleep on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, I went to the Coles because, y'all, I had hang on a second. Let me see if I can find my receipt over here. Big Fatty, you should have done that before you sat. Oh, maybe this is it right here. Yes, Big Fatty, it was sitting right there in front of you. there was a dress, not a dress coat, but men's outerwear is what it's called. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Coat that I had my eye on. But, y'all, it was a $180 coat. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe this is something that the hats would like to give me for grandma. And so I had e-lettered the Hat Arena and said, I've got something in mind. Because, you know, she's always asking for something for grandma. And so I said, I've got something in mind, but y'all, $180 is a lot of money. This coat had gone on sale for $120. So, but I didn't know what size that I wore in the outer garment. And y'all, so I went by the Kohl's, and y'all, it took me a while. I couldn't find, because I went to a different Kohl's than I normally go to, and I couldn't find them, and I thought, oh, have they sold out? But y'all, then I finally found them. And y'all, I tried them on, and it was a nice medium size, and y'all, it was on this rack, and it said 60% off. And I went, well, that's odd. And so I went over and I looked at the sign, and it said all outerwear garments on this rack, because it was limited sizing, I think it said. And it said, 60% off. So a $180 coat was $71.99. I said, dear Gussie. And, y'all, then I had a 30% off coupon. And, y'all, that brought the price of it down to $50.39. Yes, McFetty. And y'all, you know, you get $10 in Kohl's cash if you spend $50. Well, y'all, I went up to pay for it, and, y'all, it rang up at $119.99. And I said, oh, no, I said the sign over there says that's $71.99, and the lady went over and looked at it, and she says, you're exactly right. And y'all, she gave it to me for the sale price. She took another $48 off of it, and y'all, then I got the 30% discount, and y'all, with the tax, it was $54.67. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I walked out of there with the coat. So that's that. And y'all, then Saturday night, Granny and Miss Porter and I, y'all, we went out to a restaurant. They had a coupon or a gift card for this place. I don't think I've ever been to it. I may have been to it once, but y'all, it's called the Crab Shack. And y'all, I don't know what I had, the fried scrimps and the sauteed vegetables and a Caesar salad. And then Granny and I split some crab stuffed mushrooms. And y'all, we had some salted peanuts. You know, they have those that you crack them open, and you have those while you're waiting on your salad to arrive or your appetizer to arrive. And y'all, so we were munching on those. And y'all, I got home, and y'all, I had terrible stomach pains. I don't know what it was, but y'all, it may have been the peanuts, because I'm not sure. I don't think the peanuts are, I think they're carbs, y'all. And y'all, I got home and I had to take an Alka-Seltzer. Y'all, I hadn't felt like this since I had given up, you know, or you've been on the carb awareness program, as that KC in Denver calls it. I had to take an Alka-Seltzer, and y'all, I laid down and listened to the Stick It With a Poke little show. And y'all, when it was over, y'all, I just decided I'm gonna just go to bed. I don't feel well. And y'all, I had to get up and take a second Alka-Seltzer on Saturday night. And y'all, so I did that. And y'all, so I was in bed and fell asleep about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I didn't get out of bed until 11 a.m. Dear Gussie, Big Brother, I can't believe you've been numbering that much. Until 10:30 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning, y'all. Needless to say, Big Fatty needed some sleep between the having the tummy ache and the not much sleep with the gentleman caller on Friday. And y'all, then Sunday I went to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, by the way. And y'all, then I called the Hats, and I told my mother that she had completed her grandma shopping. And y'all, she was delighted. And y'all, she said I did the right thing by saving her $126. So anyway, so y'all, that was the weekend. And Mike Lawson, what do you say?
Hey.
Oh, I say hey to you. See you next Tuesday.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.